Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So, Brad, over the, I guess over the time you were off on paternity leave, some news came out about Pizza Rizzo, and Pizza Rizzo is closing. And I think we reported on the fact that they were opening. And so we've been doing this podcast for 5 years almost. So
yeah, but I don't think it was 5 years ago that we said Pizza Rizzo is opening. And
they've definitely not been open for very long.
Can we just agree that you missed, like, Disney threw the beach ball over the plate and you did not take Pizza Rizzo is no mo? And that makes me sad. But anyway, yeah, it was open for a very short period of time. But was it ever? I feel like, you know, we've talked about many times how the Disney social sphere or whatever you want to call it, it can be a bit of an echo chamber.
Yeah.
I feel like every time I saw anything about Pizza Rizzo, it wasn't, you know, usually it wasn't negative about the food or anything like that. It was just always that there was nobody there. There was never, ever anybody there.
Well, and I can tell you that the food when it was Pizza Planet was meh. I mean, it was not bad necessarily, but it certainly wasn't that good. I mean, it was not great pizza. And so one of my concerns when they were changing it to Pizza Rizzo was that they wouldn't change the menu because of the fact that the pizza wasn't great. And they didn't change the menu. I mean, I looked at photos of people's food, you know, eating at the Pizza Rizzo version, and it was the same.
Right.
All they did was change the dining room. They did not change the kitchen or the pizza or anything. So I'm not sure what they thought would happen if they just changed the dining room and didn't actually change the food, if they thought people would just come for the, you know, Muppets theming more than they would for the Pizza Planet theming, but
so, I don't know, man. So that's an interesting thing about Pizza Rizzo, right? There was some part of me that felt like when Pizza Rizzo was excited about the change, when they changed it to Pizza Rizzo, because that made me think, hey, sweet, Disney is getting back into the Muppets game. And, you know, Brad, as everyone can tell you, is not huge on this whole changing thing. But the idea that, you know, Muppets 3D, Muppet Vision 3D, whatever, might be seeing an update soon, or, you know, that there might be another attraction based on the Muppets to add on to that, or something that made that more of a Muppet section of the park sounded really exciting. But essentially, they took away something really popular, which I guess what they took away Pizza Planet because they were building Toy Story? I mean,
I think they took away Pizza Planet because they were turning that into Muppets Courtyard.
Right, but
when the Streets of America went away and everything, and that became the Muppets Courtyard, I think they just made it, they wanted to theme it to Muppets because that area was becoming a Muppets area.
But it never did it? I mean,
no.
Really, they kept the Muppet Vision 3D thing. They kept all the Muppet stuff, you know, the store, the theming of the area, but...
Right, but they never did anything more than that. They didn't add anything other than Pizza Rizzo, you know, but nothing from where Streets of America was became any kind of Muppets thing. Nothing where Lights, Motors, Action was became any kind of Muppet thing. So it seems like maybe they had bigger plans than ended up happening, but
okay. So
I don't know exactly what they thought would happen.
Yeah, here's the one thing that I will say. The rumor is that it's closing and will become a seasonal place, right? Which essentially means it's going to open during the holiday season when they just need more places for people to eat to try to keep the lines down, is what that becomes at that point. You know, Tomorrowland Terrace is also a place that was seasonal for a while. There's a place over in Adventureland that was... seasonal for, like, that's not
honestly
unheard
though
of.
If they're going to change it to seasonal, they just need to make it a place where you can get a quick service burger and fries.
I'm not sure that that's wrong, but here's what I was going to say. If they're going to make it seasonal and they're not going to change the theming, maybe it's closing for now. Because the other thing that would, I think, probably greatly help that place is more bodies. And one thing that's going to create more bodies is, I don't know, like if you opened a whole new land over there, you know, that might suddenly push a few more people who would want to eat, and pizza's as good as anything. So I still think overall that has to be part of a bigger chain, right? To the Muppet thing, but maybe the Muppet thing can happen after Star Wars is successful or something. So I don't know. Maybe it's not, because the other side of that coin, and I feel like this is very much the Stitch's Great Escape. Is that the name of that thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, good.
Don't act like you don't know what
it's
that is.
It's been a while since we've had
your favorite attraction.
But it's a Stitch's Great Escape sort of thing of, yeah, they're going to close that, but what else are they going to put there, right?
Yeah.
Because they're not going to put, I hope, and I don't think they would, just put something there that's just a, you know, food place. Right, I don't think you could get away with like a Backlot Express at this point there or anything, which is, you know, I mean, and that's, I'm not trying to take a dig at Backlot Express, but it wasn't like hugely themed.
Yeah, and I don't think they would have any issue at all putting a Backlot Express thing there. I don't. Why do you think they couldn't get away with that?
Because they've said that this entire area is going to be themed to the Muppet, and I don't know that Backlotics, like Laca, you know, like lightly themed area fits with that anymore.
Are you talking they wouldn't be able to get rid of the, or get away with the theming or the food?
No, the food they could absolutely get away with. Okay, because that's the food of most of the, I mean, Backlot Express is cosmic rays, but in Hollywood. Right.
Yes, exactly.
And yes. I'm not, before anybody asks me, I'm not saying that they serve exactly the same, but it's a very similar vein of Disney fast, you know, the Disney quick service. And they could definitely put a more full featured Disney quick service location there. But from a theming perspective, you know, Pizza Rizzo, I think, was just the thing. And it did the whole pizza thing. And they already had a restaurant that was devoted to pizza. And so this was probably the easier thing, maybe, than completely changing that place over to a full quick service, you know, and full meaning serving all those other things. I don't know, because I didn't work quick service, never worked it, but I have to assume there were probably some things about the way that restaurant was built out, at least from the kitchen perspective, that work really well for pizzas that maybe doesn't work so well for burgers and fries and chicken nuggets and whatever else.
Yeah. Let me take issue with one thing that you said. I don't buy that the success of Star Wars Land of Galaxy's Edge would help this restaurant. And let me tell you why I think that. BioReconstruct posted a plethora of new photos this week. New images, aerial images of Star Wars Land. And I guess I thought in my head, like, this is going to be a pretty major area. Like, this place is going to be pretty big and pretty engrossing and pretty themed. But as the construction continues and as it gets farther and farther along, Galaxy's Edge is almost seeming to me like something that needs its own gate. Like,
just, you're thinking because of the size and everything?
The size, the breadth of the theming, the attractions, the fact that they're going to have a hotel in Florida, everything about it. If you look at these photos that he posted, I mean, everything about it just looks like a theme park. And I almost think that they have done themselves a disservice by making this a land. And not maybe doubling the size of it and making it its own gate, making it its own park, because it looks incredible. And it's, you know, maybe 30% done now, from what it looks like from the images. And it may be more than that, but just from what I can tell, I'm not a construction person or anything, but from what I can tell, it looks maybe 30-40% done. It looks incredible. And they're the buildings are huge, and like expansive, and just they're just now starting to install some of the theme based items and buildings and stuff, and it looks crazy. And so I don't know that someone who is going to Galaxy's Edge, I don't think that they're going to be interested in anything else around it. I might even think that the success of Galaxy's Edge would hurt a restaurant on the very fringes of that land. Because if you're already that close, why would you not go into Galaxy's Edge and eat at a Star Wars restaurant?
Yeah, but how many Star Wars restaurants are there going to be?
I don't know. Not enough.
And you're going to have to wait in line for that one, or just, you know, because I feel like, is there a quick service plan for, geez, it's been way too long since I've looked at Galaxy's Edge info.
Well, and I don't know if they've disclosed, you know, what types of restaurants. I'm sure there's going to be some sort of quick service where you can get a space hot dog or a space hamburger and some blue milk.
Right. Well, so, and my thought process is that it could help with Pizza Rizzo could go full time again.
An Obi-Wan kebab. Kebabby. No. Obi-Wan kebabby.
No, no. Disney, don't listen to Jeremy. Please don't listen to Jeremy. That's definitely what I want in my fully immersive environment is food named after. No.
Well, and they've got to have somewhere to put the Darth Vader mini waffles.
That's exactly what I was sitting here thinking about. I'm like, do those even work in Star? I keep trying to hold myself back because I'm like, do we really want to go down this rabbit hole? But does that kind of food really work in Galaxy's Edge, or does what? That because what Galaxy's Edge character? Is sold as
yeah. What character in the Star Wars universe would see Darth Vader and say, wow, that is a horrible, horrible person. What if I made waffles of his face, though?
Hey, Jeremy, have you not seen Eggo's new Hitler waffles? I mean, they're magically, yeah, but I mean, essentially.
We've got Stalin Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, no. So those things don't work in Galaxy's Edge. They'll have to do something. The reason why I could see Pizza Rizzo reopening once Star Wars Galaxy, because I wonder if part of the reason that it is so unsuccessful, other than it's just pizza, is plenty of people like just pizza, but they have to have a reason to go over there. And right now, the reason to go over there is this Muppet Vision thing. And what really may, and not us, right? Because I enjoy Muppet Vision. I don't even know that I should say us, because I don't know your feelings on Muppets and things like that. But like for your average park goer,
I am pretty meh on the Muppets.
But yeah. So, but for your average park goer, what makes them say, "Oh yeah, I really want to see something involving the Muppets"? I have this weird feeling that there's plenty of park goers who are not going to be that. I mean, are the Muppets doing anything lately?
No. Well, and apparently, Pizza Rizzo's closing, so apparently park goers are not really interested.
So yeah, that's the thing. Like, you could almost ignore the fact that that part of the park existed. You know,
right now you can, yeah.
Right, and
but I just
the time's just coming when you won't be able to do that.
I don't know that that's right. I think you will be able to. I think that's just Muppets Courtyard is just going to become the hallway into Galaxy's Edge.
Yes, but you walk through the hallway and you go, oh, there's a pizza restaurant over there. And if you don't want the blue milk, you know there's pizza over there. I wonder how many people would go if they would just say, I know where pizza is. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I just don't know that. I just don't know that the popularity of Star Wars, like if it was anything else, basically, I would totally agree with you.
I don't think the popularity of Star Wars will save Pizza Rizzo. I just think it might give it a reason to be there.
Yeah, and I would totally agree with that if it was anything but Galaxy's Edge. But I think that the popularity of Galaxy's Edge is going to act like a black hole. And basically anything that is near that entrance is going to not exist, at least for a while. Because
if it wants to act like a black hole and pull people, you know, lower the lines on Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower and Runaway Railroad and all that stuff, I'm totally cool with that because that makes it easier for me to go and visit all of those things. And
well,
I can just fast pass, you know, the stuff at Galaxy's Edge.
Speaking of Runaway Railway, Disney has announced that Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Are you trying to like just throw out there that I got that name wrong? Because I called it Railroad. Is it Railway or Railroad?
It's Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Okay.
Gosh, now I'm second guessing myself. But Disney has already announced that that attraction is coming to Disneyland, and it's not even out yet in Disney World. So they have quite a bit of what they are pretty sure that this is going to be a big deal. This Runaway Railway, because they're already having plans to put it in another park.
Yeah. So what would happen if it just bombed?
I don't know. It's like greenlighting a season two of a show before season one's even been out. You know.
But that show is Mickey and Minnie Mouse. So
sure.
I guess yeah. Because on the one hand, I'm thinking, what happens if this bombs? But on the other hand, it's Mickey and Minnie. They don't bomb. Yeah, people are gonna be down for that. Yeah, it's weird that they chose to do this. It's also like,
but they're really putting a lot of faith in this 2.5D.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because every time they talk about it, that's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, have you heard about 2.5D? We are all about the 2.5D.
They really must have nailed it, you know. But it's like, what do we have? We don't have anything to compare it to. The best glasses-free 3D experience I think there is the 3DS. Can you think of a better glasses-free 3D experience another one?
And that's not that doesn't work for a bunch of people.
Absolutely not, because the 3DS tracks your eyes with the camera. But
yeah, that's
the only other glasses-free 3D thing I can think of. And Mickey and Minnie. This Runaway Railway attraction cannot. I mean, if it does, then wow, that's crazy. But it does not seem like it could individually track X number, you know, however many people fit in a car. If we're talking about, you know, 8 people, 10 people per attraction vehicle, then you got 20 eyes to track, 10 pairs of eyes. Like, it can't possibly do that.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, 2.5D almost begins to sound kind of like what the Avatar or the not Flights of Passage, but the River Ride.
Whose Navi name? River Journey.
There you go. There you go.
Or do you think it's more like the lenticular stuff they do on Mission Space, where they've got those little windows you're looking out and they look deep. They really get the depth effect right on that attraction.
Yeah. So Disney has experience with creating what feels like depth where there is no depth. So
definitely.
I think they can pull that off. But I do think that we do need to retcon our announcement and say it is rumored that this is coming to Disney. Because Disney has declined to comment. Which does mean something because they didn't come right out and say no.
That means it's coming.
They didn't come right out and say no, but they also haven't said that it is coming.
I did go ahead and insert my own editorialization and say that it's coming.
Which is fine. I'm totally cool with that. I just don't want to get like people asking us or, you know, correcting us and saying, well, actually, they didn't say it is coming. Yes, they didn't say it is coming. They didn't say it wasn't coming, which is what Jeremy and I find interesting.
If they didn't say no, that means they're... It means someone said, who blabbed?
Yes.
Like, who told? Who let this out? Who leaked this information? Come on.
And they could still change their minds on this, so it could still not come... Because until they've announced it, it's everything is fair game. And there is something to be said for they can't, they're not going to respond to every rumor. But this seems like the sort of rumor that it'd be pretty easy to say, you know, or at least give some sort of rote response about, and rote response that should say what I would like them to say, which is all of Disney's parks have unique attractions. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, yes, I looked it up, it is Railway, is a unique experience planned for Disney's Hollywood Studios. Because, and this is becoming a more and more regular thing where it, I don't know, dude, it just feels more and more like the Disney experience is cookie cuttered for every part, you know? And maybe I'm overestimating this and blowing up over, and not, I'm really not blowing up about this, but I kind of want experience, like the fact that Tower changed at California Adventure. I think that's maybe for the better, right? Because as long as the Tower of Terror stays in Hollywood Studios and California Adventure can have Mission Breakout, and then there's something different for me to do if I go to California, except go, okay, sweet. Now let me see the slightly different version over at California. Or, you know, another example that is Tokyo, you know, at Disney Sea, they have Tower of Terror, but it's, you know, California was a light carbon copy of Hollywood Studios.
Garbage fire, I think is what you're looking for.
I didn't say those words. You said those words. So
it's, I will gladly say that their tower was garbage.
But Tokyo Disney Sea took the idea, the concept of Tower of Terror, and then took it an entirely different way. And I feel like if California had done that, I would. And, you know, that's the thing. Like, if you were to even tell me that Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is going to be at Disney's Hollywood Studios and Mickey and Minnie's
Way Cool Garden Picnic.
Yeah. Yeah. Was coming to California Adventure or whatever, like that would be cool. And it could be a similar concept. It could be even be using the same technology, but be two different experiences. And I'd be a lot more down with that. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. First of all, I don't think it's fair to compare even Walt Disney World's Tower of Terror to Disney Sea's Tower of Terror, because Disney Sea's everything is way better than American Disney's everything. But I do understand what you're saying. And, you know, I thought about that. One, I think that it would go in California Adventure in California.
Where does it go
in Disneyland? You know, there's even less space in Disneyland.
So the rumor is Toontown. So I should have clarified, because they did specify the rumor was it would take up one of the shops in Toontown.
I don't buy that, though, because it doesn't fit into Toontown.
But you could put the entrance in Fantasyland from there, couldn't you?
Well, I guess
you could take the space from Toontown and put the entrance in Fantasyland. And I will
just put a facade up in Toontown.
Yeah. I will definitely argue that I think Fantasyland is a blanket enough thing that it could totally fit this based on the limited concept art and everything we've seen. It's totally a Fantasyland attraction. Sure. It is a fantasy. So
yeah, well,
I'm cool with that.
I more thought California Adventure, because Disneyland is already so
chock
jam packed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just no room, and so is California Adventure, to be honest, but I feel like they could eke out, you know, some amount of space across the Esplanade. But if they could do, you know, kind of a Soarin' in Walt Disney World move, where they build the attraction itself basically out of the way and then just make a queue that leads you back to it. They could do that.
Right. So then it fits in Fantasyland. No problem. there. Again, my
I mean,
bigger
it's got
issue,
Mickey Mouse, so it fits in Fantasyland.
Yeah, my bigger issue is just I want to see unique things at each place. I want a reason to visit every other place. And my, you know, as long as those things are unique and are interesting enough to stand on their own, I don't see why that's an issue, right? Like, oh no, if somebody goes to California, they won't be able to experience Runaway Railway. I mean, that's okay, right? Because if you go to Florida, you don't get to experience the Matterhorn. And if you want to, like, I would think from a bean counting perspective, from a marketing perspective, that's way better, because now you've had the Disney experience. Oh, but you didn't get to see the iconic Matterhorn? Well, I guess now you've just got to plan a trip to California and give us some more of your money, as opposed to, I went to Florida, I've seen 70% of what's in California. Like, you know, I've already seen Pirates. I've already seen the Haunted Mansion. Why do I care if I go to Disneyland? And if you didn't do the research to go, oh, because this, and this, that's all that most people are going to think, right?
Brad, I'm going to say something, and then I'm probably going to end the episode right after I say it, because we do not have time to talk about what I'm about to say.
Oh, boy. Yeah, go ahead. Drop that bombshell.
I agree with you in regards to putting Runaway Railway in Disneyland. I don't really think WDI cares too much about Disneyland anymore. And I think that Disneyland is going to, for the next bit, aside from Galaxy's Edge, which they will have, but so does Disney World, I don't think Disneyland's going to get anything that Disney World doesn't already have. Because I think that if you're talking about it from a bean counting perspective, Disney World is more important. And I think for the next little bit, Disneyland is going to get the things that they feel like would keep people in Anaheim happy. But I think we're seeing a shift that Walt Disney World is becoming more important to WDI and the Walt Disney Company than Anaheim.
Don't tell people on the West Coast that, dude. That's all I'm going to say.
I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Until then, have a magical day.